A huge silent underclass of migrant workers in Australia owed about $1 billion in unpaid wages. That's the finding from a landmark study into the problem. More than 4,000 workers were involved in the research, and even though most knew they weren't being paid what they were owed, only 1 in 10 tried to recover the money that they were supposed to be paid. Sarah Sedgie reports.
A few years ago, Aoife Cullen and her boyfriend picked up jobs in a hotel pub in outback New South Wales. They knew they could extend their visa by doing regional work.
Do you know what? It was an amazing experience to be in the outback, and we just thought it was going to be an opportunity of a lifetime.
But as the weeks rolled by, the experience soured. The 26-year-old Irish national says they worked 90 days in a row without a day off. They got board, meals and $350 a week for working at least 70 hours.
We worked in the bar constantly every day. We were up from 7:30, 8 o'clock. Then it kind of was like, you know, it got to evening time, the locals would come in and you'd be serving alcohol. You could be standing there from 6 o'clock in the evening to maybe 2, 3 in the morning.
A senior law lecturer at UTS, Laurie Berg, says migrant worker exploitation is rife.
Well, we surveyed almost 4,500 international students, backpackers and other migrant workers and found that most of them are earning well below the minimum wage. So Australia clearly has a large silent underclass of hundreds of thousands of underpaid migrant workers.
Almost a third of those surveyed by UTS and UNSW were earning $12 an hour or less, when the minimum hourly rate at that time was around $18. Laurie Berg says few seek any redress.
Among our participants, fewer than 1 in 10 who were underpaid took any action to get their wages they were owed. So the overwhelming majority suffered in silence, even though we found that most knew that they were underpaid. So it seems like stories of exploitation in the media are really the tip of a massive iceberg.
The researchers found that of the few who do try to get back money, more than half recover nothing. Laurie Berg says the Fair Work Ombudsman is ill-equipped to help migrant workers.
Among the more than 2,000 underpaid participants in our survey, only 3% contacted the Fair Work Ombudsman, and well over half of them got nothing. So you can understand that from a migrant worker's perspective, it's just not worth the significant time and effort and face the risk of trying to recover their wages through the Ombudsman as it's currently set up.
Aoife has tried and failed to recover wages via the Ombudsman, and she says the improper documentation of her wages meant her visa application was rejected.
It sounds silly, but it's just a dream. You don't understand. When you live in the UK and Ireland, Australia is just a completely different ballgame, and it's so much to offer. It's just one of them things that, like, honestly, I will never get over in my life.
The government's awaiting the recommendations of its migrant worker task force, which are due next month. In the meantime, it says it has strengthened measures to protect migrant workers and boosted the Ombudsman's powers and funding.
That report by Sarah Sedgie and Lexi Metherall.